Good to have you here as we continue the conversation. You know, I've been watching with some, a lot of curiosity, actually, this train derailment, East Palestine, Ohio. They're in Columbiana County, Ohio. It's on the Pennsylvania border. Train derailed last Friday. Massive fire. They evacuated 2,000 people. Small town. Risk of explosions. And when I see a story like that, it makes me think, this is why you need pipelines. And this is why you need pipelines. Transporting pipeline far safer overall than trucks and trains. I'll get my next guest to weigh in on that. Ryan Duffy is with the Enbridge Communication Team. Ryan, good to have you back here.
Good morning, Steve. Always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You know, in line five is a pipeline that's going to be replaced by a tunnel if your efforts are successful, which they look to be like you're heading in the right direction. The idea that, you know, moving things by truck and train, I mean, we saw the Keystone XL pipeline get shut down, and, okay, you put all these tankers on rail or tankers on the highways, it's just not as safe, is it?
Well, that's right, and that's what we've been talking to people about. The fact is that pipelines are the safest way to transport energy. The statistics show that. The Department of Transportation says that. So, that is the case, and that's why we have always said if something were to happen to Line 5, if it were to be shut down, it would take thousands of trucks every day. And it would take hundreds of rail cars potentially to move the same amount of energy that Line 5 carries.
Right, and putting those 18-wheelers, for example, across the Mackinac Bridge, good Lord, high wind and other concerns. So let's talk about the tunnel project, which Enbridge began this undertaking here a few years ago with a proposal, and then you said we'll build this tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac. It can provide transportation for energy. We can put in communications lines. Oh, and by the way, Michigan, you can have it, and we'll build it with Michigan labor and Michigan companies. I mean, you did all of these things, Ryan. You stepped right up and we'll do all, and yet they've been fighting you every step of the way, and I wonder if they won't again soon.
Well, we do believe very strongly that it is the best solution going forward for the future of Line 5 because it does protect the environment, but it also does make sure everybody gets that energy they need. That's absolutely true. I mean, our goal now here is to really just make sure we're ready to go, to put shovels in the ground as soon as the permitting agencies complete their work, and we will be. We'll be ready to go. Our project team works every day focused on the project, making steady progress. We know that more than 70% of Michiganders want to see the tunnel built and support it. So, yeah, the permitting agencies are doing their work now. That's what's driving the time frame for construction to start. The approval we need from the Michigan Public Service Commission to site the replacement pipeline within the tunnel should be coming later this year. Then you have the U.S. Army Corps. And it's indicated its permit decision could take a little bit longer. But we know a comprehensive permitting process, you need it for a project like the tunnel. But given the priority behind protecting the Great Lakes and getting the pipelines moved into the tunnel that we've had from the state and a lot of other groups, we've understood and really embraced that urgency and focused on beginning construction and getting the job done as quickly as we can. But you do need permits. And those agencies really drive the process, and that's what's happening here. And sometimes that process can be slower than I think any of us would really like.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, I mean, there's a transition to so-called green energy, wind turbines and so forth. You know, but then I look at a story came out end of last week from Siemens, the German company that builds the majority of these wind turbines, saying they lost $1 billion in the last 3 months, and they need government to spend a lot more money with them to keep them viable in that realm. How much money is Enbridge taking from the government?
Well, I don't deal much with that, but I'm not aware of any.
I'm not aware of any either. That's my point. So you guys are a far better deal. You're doing everything that's being asked of you. Siemens is trying to demand more taxpayer money, which you're not. But Enbridge is not opposed to green energy, right?
Right, absolutely. I mean, you know, you study this issue quite a bit. We're in an energy transition, and we do want to be leaders in that transition. And we're transitioning to cleaner forms like solar and wind. I mean, we do own 23 wind farms, but of course we still need to keep the lights on and the economy going. So we need to keep the pipelines we have already in operation working safely. And of course we do that day in and day out. We've made a commitment to transport energy in a way that's cleaner. We've committed to net zero emissions by 2050. And we've invested more than $8 billion in renewables in the last few years. And we're looking at all types of energy. I mean, we're looking at new technologies like hydrogen, renewable natural gas, carbon capture. So we're 100% committed to a cleaner path, for sure. We have done a lot. We have a lot more to do. But we are in this transition right now, so we're going to be needing all types of energy, and we really do have a responsibility to transport the energy people need today, and then also energy we're going to be using in the future and those types of energy. So we do see ourselves as a bridge to the future. But like you said, we're going to be needing all types of energy right now.
Actually, it's a tunnel to the future, but that's okay, Ryan. It's
there you go.
A tunnel to the future. But you're exactly right. And that's what I have always liked and admired about the company is, look, you realize that you've got 23 wind farms. You realize where you have to go. But in order to get us there, we have to maintain what we have now. And in order to do that in the safest possible way to protect the greatest natural resource we have, which is the Great Lakes, is to create this tunnel. And anybody who's willing to read about it and study it and understand, or go to your website and see the video and how this is a magnificent undertaking, an engineering marvel. If people look, they would understand. Enbridge is a partner in empowering the future. And that's where we are. Yeah. I'll give you the last word.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we need to keep our infrastructure that we have working well and modernized and safe. So 2023, it looks like it's going to be a big year for us where we're looking to make a progress and we continue to stay focused on the tunnel project. We know it has broad support. We know most people want to see it happen as soon as possible, so that's encouraging. But in the meantime, we are operating Line 5 safely there in the Straits. We have all those new safety measures in place, monitoring ship traffic 24/7, and those are working well. And those are making sure the Straits are going to be safe as the tunnel project moves forward.
There you go. And if you want to learn more, you can always go to Enbridge.com. Learn more about the company. Find out who's working next to you. Find out who your neighbors are working for, because they live here too. And so trust me, they have a stake in everything we're doing, just like we all do. Ryan Duffy, always appreciate and thank you for the update. And again, we hope you are successful in navigating the forms and the reviews and all of that and the impact statement. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
Greatly appreciate it. Ryan Duffy. And look, they face stiff headwinds a lot from government and people. Well, we got to shut down Line 5. No, that's a terrible idea. Shutting down Line 5 is a terrible idea that would certainly hurt people in the Michigan's Upper Peninsula tremendously. So there you have it. Again, you can find out more at Enbridge.com. And there is a tremendous video of the tunnel project you can find there as well. So we'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Don't forget to go to stevegruber.com and find out what I'm up to every day as well. We'll continue after this.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.